Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are giving away a radio station.
Okay.
100,000 watts of power to do whatever you want.
Oh.
Basically, we want you to call in and say the things. You get the power of our pulpit to say the things that you want eradicated from planet Earth.
Yeah.
What gets your goat?
Ooh, I like it.
What
I like goatee.
Drives you nuts? For me, this has been happening a lot more lately. We recently traveled together, and the last couple, I've gone to malls, and I've gone, I'm trying to think of where else it happens, even grocery stores.
Oh, I know exactly what you're going to say.
God, where did it happen to me the other day? Because I was walking with my kids. Oh!
It happened to me, and I did something about it.
What? What happened?
I went to a Rockies game. Took my kids to a Rockies game, and we're downtown. It's like, we're walking. We're on like Blake Street. Like 50,000 people are trying to get into Coors Field. We're all walking. We're walking together. We're all going to the same place. You decide, this is my opportunity to talk to my family or take a picture of the 20th and Blake sign or whatever. So you stop.
It's where you're at.
Because there's no one else behind you. We're not all walking at the same pace as you. We all know what's in your head. And would you go on I-25 at Arapahoe, go in 75 and go, wait, let's take a selfie. Lock them up. Would you?
Wow, no, that's a good.
No, you would not.
Yeah, when you put it that way.
Then why are you stopping while you're walking? You're not allowed to stop while you walk. It's the same as being on a highway. Pull over.
Yeah.
Pull over. Move closer to the brick wall and like let people go and then go, okay, now.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just a lack of awareness. It happens walking into a store, too.
Yes!
You walk in, and then just right in that doorway, everyone
the doorway, the top of the escalator, that's the worst.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And that happened to me at the airport, and that's why I shoulder bumped them. And
I did.
I pushed them out of the way. You don't stop there.
Okay. You're not allowed.
No.
And also, on the escalators, just like the people mover, stand to the right, if you're going to stand.
And let people who want to go.
Oh, no, but I need to hold my kid's hand. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Put him in front of you or behind you. You can't. Like, what if
I leave him.
No, not leave him.
I'm in a rush.
No, but you just, like, put him in front of, like, there has to be a lane for people who have things to do. You're like, as long as we're on the subject, I also feel the situational awareness. I think you're lovely, T-Hack. I think your wife is lovely.
Oh, God,
I think your son is lovely.
Okay.
And I think your daughter's lovely. But if there's a certain point when you're walking down a bike path in Cherry Creek and you're four abreast with each other, you're an a-hole. Like, if you're walking and talking, be in two groups of two. Be in single file. But like, when you take up a whole area that no one else can get around you, you don't. My goat is gotten most these days by people with what you said. They're not situationally aware that they're not the only person on the planet. They genuinely believe that, like the B movie, they can stop and everyone will just immediately go
you
around
like jazz?
Them.
Yeah, right.
You like jazz? Yes. Like, and that's not reality. You're not alone on the planet. And like, We created a 3,000 human backup because this family want to go, oh, look at the sign. We should take a picture by the sign.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree. Especially on the bike trail, I always try to get off to the side because I'm the anti-bike guy.
Correct.
And I'm like, be on
You're
the trail.
In their territory.
So that I'm on there. Exactly. Yes. I try to be as respectful as I can. We take cover. We dive
yeah,
off.
Yeah, be in the grassy knoll. Good.
They're coming.
I hope you do.
Well, I never know when it's going to be like a roaming bike gang and they're coming for me specifically.
If you're a roving bike gang, I'm going to tell you which trails to get on to maybe take T-Hack out. If there's something that gets your goat, we're giving you the radio station to get it off your chest. 303-222-5423.
I don't know if mine is. It makes sense. When you have a ketchup bottle or a mustard bottle or barbecue and you dump it out, and then if someone doesn't take the extras off the bottle and they just like close it shut, and then you have the leftover dried goop that now my fingers have to touch, and then it's going to smell like ketchup for the rest of the day, no matter how
much. It
doesn't
smell like ketchup. It smells like old ketchup. Which
old
is
ketchup. Exactly. No matter how many times you wash your hands, it's still lingering.
Yeah, but how come you don't buy the bottles with the weird reverse nipple on them? Because then you don't have to worry about that.
It depends on bottles. Like what's on.
Get better bottles. This is your fault.
Okay, my other one, people that want up. I hate those people. Where you just walk in and you're just like, I'm tired. I had a really rough night.
Oh, God, you have no idea how you're rough my
tired.
Day was.
I spent 14 hours rescuing puppies. You're tired?
Yeah. No.
Those people.
I'm literally everything you're describing
yeah, I know.
In a human. Like everything
T-Hack,
that gets
what about you?
Like yeah, but I have reverse nipple, but I am a one-upper. I feel terrible that I am that person.
Okay.
Good.
Well, what gets my goat is
we don't have time, man.
Okay. No. that's what gets it the most.
I'm being interrupted.
No, what gets your goat?
It's here. When there are all these kids' toys, and we have it now. Like my daughter will be sleeping, and then my son will be playing with a toy, and it's making noise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Leo, shut that off. Your sister's sleeping. So then he turns the thing off, and then it goes dun 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 as the turn off sound.
Oh.
And it's like, hey, toys, if we want you off, shut up. No more. Don't give me one last hurrah, like a big encore.
Yeah,
like, oh,
right.
We can do one more sound,
right.
One more big. It's like, who designed the toys like
it
that?
Probably the same people that designed the washer and dryers to sing an entire song when it's done.
Oh my God. The Samsung?
There's too much.
It's so long.
I like it. I get my coat with the long tails on it. And all right, a three.
It's like, oh my God.
I get to be the maestro.
Rachmaninoff. It's so much. I turned it off on my dryer because I don't care.
Yeah.
On my washer, I need to know.
Yeah.
But you can, and then you can't run in there fast enough.
No.
And it'll stop if you can get the door open. But even that. It still does one more sound. It's like, maybody's playing the whole song, and you open it, goes, ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
It still does one
I hate that.
More
who,
thing.
Who designed it that way?
Especially
a kid's toy, if you want it off, it's because somebody's sleeping.
Right.
You're gonna, or the kid's bumping it or something. They're like,
right.
No, one more.
Off means
off. Yeah.
Not, here's one more. You're trying to
exactly.
Teach your kid. If dad says, shh, you shh.
I know.
Not like, dad, one more thing.
Yeah.
No. God, you've never been more on point than this moment. I like Aaron's stupid ones with the ketchup and the one-upping. All right,
yeah.
We'd love to hear what gets your goat. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we want to hear what gets your goat, the thing that really annoys you. I have one more real quick that I just remembered.
Okay.
When someone is eating something
Stop.
In noisy packaging
Stop.
And they don't have the wherewithal to just get the crap out of the packaging. Here's Erin while you were taking calls. She's like, it's a Rice Krispie treat, and she won't just take it out of the package and just eat
no,
the Rice Krispie
sticky.
Treat.
Why would I do that?
I don't know, because you're just sitting over there and it's like, for like 10 minutes. Just like,
it didn't take
constant,
me that long.
You remember when Sun Chips switched their bags?
Yeah, yeah.
To that crap that like people, like were writing hate mail, like, because you couldn't. Like, I'd go to my pantry at, like, 11 o'clock at night, and you'd wake up neighbors. Because it was like, that was Aaron eating a Rice Krispie treat just now.
You know what gets my goat?
What?
When I'm in there working, and you're in here eating desserts.
I'm not. She is. It's all Aaron. No one likes her.
I really like Rice Krispie treats,
Texting
okay?
your hatred to Aaron. You know they won't. They're just going to be like, Slacker, you're an idiot.
No, I'll still get him.
Okay,
it's
good.
Fine.
Brandon?
Yai.
Yai. What gets your goat?
What gets my goat is when people pee in a diamond shape in the bathroom because there's sticky pee everywhere in the public restrooms. And it's like, what are you trying to do? Trying to do crochet with your wee-wee or whatever?
I don't know how there's so much pee in front of our urinal. It is like they're peeing when they get in the door.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you ever leave the restroom and your feet are still sticky and now you're self-conscious about like...
And why is the pee sticky like
under
that?
Your shoes?
I don't think my pee is sticky.
On the ceiling? Why is the pee to your left? Why is it to the right? I don't know. But diamond shapes, icosahedrons, decahedrons, I don't know what they're doing.
Wow, we're getting into complex shapes here. It's a decahedron.
I just thought you got bonus points the further back you were. I didn't know if you were talking about geometry and stuff.
I'm at the three-point line right now. Yeah. That's a good one, Brandon. That drives me nuts, too. Jessica?
Yai.
What gets your goat?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I'm like a huge a-hole, but if somebody's trying to talk to me while I'm on the phone, it makes me see red. I can't listen to two people at the same time. I can't talk to two people at the same time. I'm going to tell one of you to shut the heck up.
So you're saying you've got the phone next to your ear and somebody comes up and goes, real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
Does that not grind your gears?
Oh, completely. Yeah,
but I like how you said you need one of them to shut up. Like, the person on the phone has no idea this is happening. They're like, shut up!
Somebody stop! Mama can only do one thing at a time! That's a pretty good one.
That is good. Ugh.
Lita?
Hi, yai.
Yai.
What gets your goat?
Honestly, people who wear their outside clothes in the bed.
What do you mean?
Like, if you go out... Yeah, like if you go out to the store or something and you're like wearing sweatpants or whatever and you come home and you go and lay in your bed, you're disgusting.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You have...
Do you understand what she means, though?
I do understand, but like...
I try not to, but there's sometimes
that I do. So you have this hermetically sealed like air container, like you're entering into a space station?
You want to keep your bed clean.
It's not that dirty. All I did was go to King's Serpent. What?
I don't know. There's people that like wear sweatpants. They go outside and then they come home and they just like lounge around and then like go to sleep. It's gross.
It is. Yeah, she's right.
No, she's
right.
Not.
Yeah, it is.
You guys are psychos.
No,
like I understand if I was like out gardening or doing something, but if all I did was like walk to my mailbox and back, those are now outside clothes.
Yeah, they touch the outside.
No.
They're
well, I mean, yes.
What?
Like, yeah, they were exposed to the outside, dude. You can't get in bed with them. You're gonna get under your covers.
So are you saying you never open the window to your outside?
There's a screen.
Oh my god!
Take care of it,
Lita.
No, I mean, like, I've had people like. So let's say I go to the grocery store with my boyfriend or whatever, and we get home and he's like, "Okay, I just want to lay down for a minute or two," and he's wearing his jeans in my bed.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I don't believe that you have a boyfriend with this attitude.
Whoa, that was too far.
What?
I'm just kidding. I find it psychotic.
One in the same slacker.
I find this psychotic. Did she just insult me and while I was talking?
Yeah, she did.
Lita, you do.
Good
you have
one.
A boyfriend. I will stop. I will stop wearing my outside clothes in.
Yeah, jeans in bed, just period. Is like,
oh my God, I slept in my jeans.
What?
When you're just super tired?
No. Never.
I'd rather just sleep naked. And I hate sleeping naked.
You're just too tired. You're like, ugh. Can't. You're like, I want to be in my bed.
No.
You
jeans
always
in
have,
bed is unhinged.
Okay. All right. You people. Brian?
Yai.
What gets your goat?
Two things. One, anyone blocking off when they have their headphones on so they're even more unaware of their surroundings?
Yeah. Mm.
Two, anyone that's been standing there 5 to 10 minutes waiting for the bus and then counts out their change and pass, holding up everyone trying to get on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so many different things like that. Like I've talked about a million times, like the drop-off line for school. Like you had all the time on the way to school to get ready. While you're waiting for the bus, you had all the time to get your crap ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then it's like, wait, what? What's next? It's the same like a stoplight. You've been sitting there for 10 minutes and then all of a sudden the light turned green and you're like, oh.
What do I do?
Yeah. If you're first, you have a responsibility.
100%.
Or at like merch booths, concessions.
Yes. You gotta be ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's your job. If you're the first person at a stoplight, this is F1, bro.
Yeah, you got to be ready.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree.
Light turns green, get off the line.
Yeah, I get the most mad when I'm ordering like at McDonald's or something behind someone. They finally get up. It's the same thing. What should I? It's like, you got to know. Step aside. I got a tattooed on me. I know what I get.
Matt?
Yay.
What gets your goat besides delays like that?
It's along those lines, right? It's when you're running late and you're like, screw it, I'm going to pay for the toll lane. That way I can gas it up a little bit and get there on time, and you get behind the bozo who decides to go the same speed as all the other lanes. And you're like, great.
HOV is for lawbreakers.
Right, exactly. It's like, great, now not only am I going to be late, but now I'm paying to be late.
Right.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
That is the worst.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105. Nine.
This is probably really stupid, but we're going to talk about how we sit on couches.
Okay.
Some.
Can we bring one in for a demonstration?
I really wish we had one in the studio right now. Because Erin has said she can't physically sit on a couch.
I mean, I can.
But you're like your feet go like, whoop, they go out because they can't, they won't touch.
If I am sitting all the way back to like where my back is on
touching
the back
of the
cushion, my knees like don't, my legs aren't long enough. So my legs stick out like a toddler.
I had a what's called a deep seat couch.
Yeah.
That did that. It was like that. Like you, like anybody, like the seats were like.
Mm-hmm. Was that comfortable?
You would, like, if you wanted to bend, there were lots of throw pillows on it. So if you really wanted to put your back against the one part of it, then you would put pillows behind you and just kind of oof.
Okay. And just melt into it?
Yeah.
But like, you need to call for help to get up, it sounds like.
No, I mean. Yeah.
I'm ready.
It was kind of nice, though, because then it almost encouraged you to just lay down. Because you didn't want your feet sticking straight out. So you would just.
Why not?
Well, because that's stupid.
It definitely makes me feel like I am in kindergarten.
You're not that short. What? How tall
are
you?
Can someone come tie my shoes?
I'm 5'2".
And you can't
half.
On a right. Everybody who says laugh is lying.
No, I'm being genuine. 5'2" and a half.
We're gonna put a mark on the door.
Absolutely,
and
let's do
so
it.
So you have short little oompa loompa legs. That's probably.
I
not
feel like I have long legs for my height. Decent proportion.
It's going to be weird, but I'm going to have to watch you walk around later.
Yep.
To check your... Because have you ever seen somebody with like... Taylor Swift, does she have a normal... No, she has super long legs.
No, she has very long legs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen somebody that's the opposite?
Like a long torso?
Oh.
A lot of models have long torsos.
It's so... I find it so off-putting.
I think it's cool.
No. It's got to either be proportionate or the legs got to be the long thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know that I've... I'd have to see it. I don't know that I can picture
anybody.
Why don't
you Google
anybody.
Long torso while Erin and I chat about her couch sitting style? Is that going to be a weird, like, not safe
a weird
for
search?
Search?
I don't know.
It'll
We're going
fine.
For it.
Long torso.
Yeah,
anyway,
but because of my legs, I tend to sit cross-legged on couches.
This may mean that you have a desire to protect an image of sophistication and composure. You want to be perceived as polished and controlled.
What? Tell me a polished person who is going into their boss's office
right.
and sitting cross-legged.
You're right. Crisscross applesauce does not scream
no.
polished. It screams kindergarten.
Yes.
It does, yeah.
It
yeah.
screams
Can we
comfortable.
Get you to the parachute today? Come on, boss.
Oh, my God. Did they stop doing it in your school? I can't believe you guys know what that is.
Oh, it was the best day of gym.
Yeah, it was.
That and like the roller, the like flat roller scooter kind of things.
They still had those.
Oh, those were so much fun. And we would play like hockey in them.
We got rid of them because so many people either had finger injuries,
yeah.
like, because you're holding on to it.
And then your hand just goes under.
Over,
yeah.
yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're so fun.
Well, they had little handles by the time we had them. Did they always have a little kind of
no,
handle?
Ours
or?
Was just a, like.
Like a square.
Just a square. Just
like literally, like one of your projects in sixth grade wood shop was to make next year's death boards. So you're just like cutting out plywood and like drilling like
wow.
the crappy old metal roller skate wheels
do you think,
to the bottom.
Does Costco sell these?
Do you want to do like murder ball
yeah.
on like those
no,
boards?
I want the parachute. That's what I want. I want to do it. I like when you get under it and it's like a big room when the air
there
gets trapped.
Was
That's
one
my
time,
favorite part.
Oh yeah, everybody pulls it under
the
them.
The only time I went to camp, they had that and there were too many kids and so I didn't get to go under.
Oh no.
So you were like,
your legs gotta be this long if you want to do the parachute.
Did they ever do that? This is why they got rid of it in my school. Eventually the teachers let the parachute be a thing where you would put a kid on it.
on it and like throw them up in the air.
And, down.
And then we flung a kid and it wasn't good.
No, we never got to
because you're
do
just
that.
Like, you're starting to get a little bit of
it's
air.
It's strong enough to hold
yeah,
someone?
Yeah, when we, I don't remember how we pulled it off, but we were wow. all just, and we like, we flung, have you ever done the trampoline thing where you, where somebody's unsuspecting?
Mm-hmm. You get them like, you bounce them?
You get them jumping, yeah. jumping, and then you do the like, you got to do like, time their jump and then you just, and you
throw
launch them into the stratosphere.
Yeah.
And that's it's what, they so put fun. The nets on the side. I've launched somebody over that net.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, that now I kind of just want to do the roller derby thing. No parachute.
Okay, so we need texting where we can buy the murder boards.
Yeah. And why was a parachute a thing? It's like, here, you need to learn how to use a parachute, but this is also not how you use it. Like, you're not jumping out of a plane and
yeah.
using it. It's
there
just
was,
like,
think there wasn't really a point.
Yeah, here's this giant kind of blanket
it
at this point.
It was a shoulder I think we're doing shoulder exercises. That's for your arms.
I think it was just fun.
No, because didn't they put balls on it? Didn't you make popcorn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we
you
did.
Made popcorn.
Oh,
you were doing right. all the balls were on wow. there. So everybody's doing, that's your shoulders.
Oh,
that's your
they were tricking
forearms.
Us into working
yes,
out.
It's all workout. Oh, they've got you to.
And I like the part where we get under it and sit down. So now I'm, it's really.
It makes sense.
They yeah, were teaching you how to sit. It's like the shake weight. Like it's.
Okay.
The shake weight doesn't do anything.
Well, it's training you.
Do they have those in school these days?
My school does. Can we get back to how we
oh
sit
my
on a couch?
Gosh.
Please. So we know that Aaron's crisscross applesauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you?
I'm kind of the lounging back, and I'm also kind of the stool rester. Not the stool. I don't have a stool, but I have a coffee table. I put my feet on
you
the coffee table.
You put your actual feet where uh-huh. you put food.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
My, with shoes on?
No, I don't wear shoes in the house. Never. So I'm barefoot or socks or slippers.
It shows a willingness to adapt to your surroundings is what that says.
Okay.
But lounging back says you take up all the area the couch has. Yeah, because you're enjoying your comfort.
You can just call me fat. I mean, you don't have to be all cute about it.
Get two parachutes. This one needs to sit down.
My God.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am trying really hard. I want you to know that the texters, when they say that I'm too hard on you, T-Hack, mm-hmm. it hurts me.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it just because I don't think
does it because like nothing changes.
Here's what's diabolical about it.
Yeah,
I think they don't see how bad T-Hack is to me behind the scenes. So he like goads me into it, and then when we're on the air, I do it, and they're like, "Wow, this is a one-sided thing." And it's like,
no, you're not seeing the trauma behind
yeah,
the scenes. Yeah,
I've been provoked.
Yeah,
on the daily,
Aaron. Aaron.
What?
See? Oh, wait. Yeah, keep pushing him. He might show you the dark side.
Okay. These lies.
So, having said that, I'm trying to understand you a little bit more. I'm trying to,
like
when
that.
You say some of the things that you say that make me want to, like,
yeah,
just grab you by the shoulders and shake you real yeah. hard until you wisen up.
Like, hey, good to see you again, Slacker. You're like, ah, just
no,
this guy.
No, it's just,
oh, this guy.
But you just said, it's of all the flavors. I'm a person who loves just flavors. I love culinary flavors. I love alcohol flavors. I like candy flavors. I like savory. Mm-hmm. I love things. I just of all the flavors on God's green earth, short of being ranch or something white and creamy, the combination of leftover fruits.
Yeah.
That the big companies have that they were like,
we made too much cherry and a little bit too much pineapple. Mix them together and call it fruit punch.
That's the worst thing there is. Anytime you can't distinctly, because there are good flavor combinations. There's like, you know, pineapple and mango together
delicious. Yeah. Mm.
But fruit punch is not that. Fruit punch itself.
Hold on. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
The little Hawaiian dude, Hawaiian punch, is that the same as fruit punch?
Yeah.
It is. Oh,
it
yeah.
is? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that?
I do.
It's so ratchet, Aaron.
Yes,
it's good.
It's not
on
good.
On like a hot day, like a nice cold glass of that.
Oh, just get a flavor you already know you like. Like, have you ever had Welch's grape juice, but white grape juice?
I think so.
No,
but
I never have. I remember seeing the Juicy Juice commercials all the time on PBS, but I never actually tried
it. It's so good. And you know why it's good? Because they've perfected it. They took a white grape.
But they also, I guess it's Ocean Spray that does it. They take cranberry and put it with everything.
But just one thing at a time, though, right?
No.
It's like, ooh, cran grape. Mm.
That is
cran
good.
Cran pomegranate.
A cran grape is great.
Cran they do
grape
like cran pineapple, cran.
Yes, right. Just all good. All good things. But this is what I'm saying. Punch itself.
It sounds like there's five things in it.
Yeah, and it was born.
But it's great.
Of. It's like you go into a restaurant and they go, let me tell you about our specials today. And at first, when you've never worked in a restaurant or dated anybody who worked in a restaurant, you're like, the chef woke up this morning and thought, I'm going to create a new culinary delight. And you're like, he's telling me the things he wants to make for me. I'm going to have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Then you date somebody in the industry and they go, no, no, no. We had a whole bunch of these things spoiling, so we need to get rid of them. So let's create something with a tomahawk steak and chimichurri sauce, because those are two things that are going to be bad tomorrow. That's what fruit punch is. They just whole bunch of extra. No, it's
it's so good. And I love fruit punch. I love the big jug with the guy and with the weird. It's hat. It's a hat.
Is it
the,
really?
The Hawaiian punch guy? Yeah. I always thought it was his hair, but he's wearing a little hat.
Here's the reason this is coming up. Because Tiag, just before we go on the air, he's like, you know what, man? I've always loved punch. I can make a good punch. I can make a bathtub punch.
He started Forrest Gumping
the punch thing instead of shrimp. It was like, Hawaiian punch, bathtub punch.
I was known for my punch at parties. Yeah, you make it in a bowl.
Because you called it what?
It was known as blackout punch because it was unclear what was in it, how much was in it, and
but
all that.
It tastes like butt.
No, it tastes good. You got a little ginger ale, a little vodka, a lot of vodka, some punch, and then the key is the scoop of the orange ice cream. Now I'm forget how do you say it again? I'm not gonna save you. I call it sherbet.
The majority of people call it sherbet, but there's not
the majority
extra
of
R.
People are dumb.
Okay. It's sherbet.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
Sherbet.
Sherbet. There's no second R, punch boy.
But why do people call it that?
Because they're dumb. Why do people say Chipotle? Wait, that is right.
That is it.
Yeah,
Chipotle. How does my mom say it? Chipotle. Chipotle.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Probably Chipotle. Yeah. But I don't even look at the label when I'm looking. I just look for the orange ice cream, and then that's what I get. But it's got to have the ice cream. It's just an excuse.
But you understand that.
And eat ice cream. Yeah. What's wrong with any of that? What's bad about that?
Because it doesn't have a direction. It's just, it's literally.
Just headache. That's the direction.
You know what it is? Mm-hmm.
You get a big bowl, a ladle.
It's what my parents used to make us eat. Like, so by the time you get to Friday, we had round steak on Monday, we had chicken on Tuesday, we had something. And by Friday, what do we have? Oh, it's a casserole. Oh, what's in the casserole?
Everything from Monday, everything from Tuesday.
Everything you didn't eat. And you're like, what is that steak and chicken together in one thing? Well, we had both.
Is that sherbet?
Yes! Punch is the casserole of dishes. How can you...
I like it. I like the ice cream. I just want to... If I'm drinking, I want to eat ice cream. That's really what it comes down to. I'm a simple man.
I'm just going to throw it out. Can you just give me a little context? Why were you talking about punch in the first place?
It was National Punch Day.
Oh, okay.
So...
That
so
day
our
exists.
Punch?
I guess
they have to give it a day because punch sucks so bad.
I think you're gonna give me a different kind of.
Oh
punch.
Yeah, it's okay. Coming.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Out of all of us, I think I'm the most professional at this.
I'm going to leave it alone because I've been calling you a tramp for far too long.
Thank you. I accept that apology.
That's not what that was. I want you to understand the distinction between maybe. Yeah,
it just sounded like he's bored. He's just like tired.
Yeah, it's just too easy. You're like you're like a kitten with yarn. No, I think.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yes, I think that's what it is.
Really?
I think after some introspection, like, did you become single while I was already in the divorce process?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember the order of events, but in my head, the moment I came on the air and said, because it was like a 2-year divorce process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like.
And I had my breakup like a year in to your.
Into my thing.
Yeah.
So I, in my head, I'm going to come on air eventually when I'm allowed to be honest with everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to go, hey, everyone, I've been lying. And we did do that break.
Yeah.
I've been lying and I'm actually divorced. And then I'm going to have to wade through piles of vagina on my way to my car. Yeah. It's like, step aside, just, okay. And then I'm going to set up like the little the thing at the DMV where you take a ticket.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, now serving 197, yeah. Right? And it's like, come on over, get in the car.
We were ready. You had water wings and everything. I did.
Like,
get him out. Get him out to the car.
But it literally didn't happen. And then.
Not quite that way.
It didn't happen at all. Like, like, I'm like, I'm divorced. People are like, oh.
People are like, we knew it. We saw.
It's the same as like when you tell people you've lost weight and they're going, there you go.
There you go.
All right. And you're like, no, I'm looking for like, you look good.
Yeah,
like,
something.
Oh, good for you. Something. Yeah. Don't just like, yeah.
I thought like, oh, wow, you're single?
Yeah.
Hold on. Here comes. Body parts flung at, and like, not at all. And then I was like, well, maybe it's just different out there. And then Aaron's like, I just got on Hinge and I have 14 billion matches. Yeah. And my phone is just defaulted into a pee-pee pic. It's just like, you're,
luckily,
like, I'm jealous.
I have not received any of those this whole time.
You really haven't?
Really?
No, yeah.
In the dating life, you haven't?
Yeah.
Fellas,
no.
All right.
Oh, we're sorry, like, sorry. I thought you were going to
No, don't do it. I'm saying we're okay.
No, it's good.
We're turning the corner.
Yeah,
That's good.
I am proud of mankind right now. Just total side note, and I know that you'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Have you sent one ever in your life?
My wife.
You have?
Yeah, I've sent one to my
just
wife.
Just to her?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've sent.
Yeah, it's not like a group chat or anything.
It's not what I meant. Yeah.
Mother-in-law, the whole thing is like, oh, that was supposed to be a Leo pick. I've never sent one.
Really?
I've never even taken one.
That's good.
Why would you?
I don't like it. I'm definitely not a pro at it at all. It's, you got to work an angle that I don't quite have, and
because you don't want anything in the picture that could provide scale.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, where are those old magician coins I have that are like
that are really big? He's like, look at this quarter. Wait, that would be the opposite of what you want.
There's a few of those mess up ones.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just afraid of it getting out.
Yeah.
Like, nothing you can do is like, is going to prevent you from, like, it's eventually going to be, you, like, if you think you can delete it, it's still somewhere.
Yeah.
There's still some Apple genius employee who's like, the one time you got like a screen protector put on, they're like, hey, I got it.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Okay.
I would. Good. So it's good that we're learning that there's no need for that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Well, unfortunately, I'm surprised by that.
I do want to say that when you text into 51059, we can't get images, which is a real drag because we're seeing a whole plethora of like weird little things on our text line right now.
It's
like
parenthesis, untitled parenthesis.
Yes. So please stop sending your D pics to Aaron right now. Just describe your D to Aaron at 510.
No, keep the streak alive. Don't ruin this. I like it. Like we're doing better as a species.
Oh my God. We're never going to be able to talk about this. No. Okay. So what is it about? Oh, are you a pro at again?
I'm a pro at going to concerts. I have figured out the time to get there, the parking situation for almost every venue.
Oh my God,
like,
you're 100 years old.
No, I'm not, because I'm not.
No, you are, and I'm going to tell you why, because you leave early.
Sometimes.
You leave early to almost every show. Like, it makes me super mad. You were at Taylor Swift, and you left early.
Yeah.
And like there was, by the way, you knew the set list.
I did. That's one of my favorite things. I look at the set list for like a week before the show and I just listen to it in order.
Great. But there were killer songs.
Yeah, I miss Mastermind.
Don't care.
Okay.
No, but that's big a good ones. One. No, big ones. I don't know Mastermind.
Mastermind is a big one.
No, I don't remember that song. Like I,
it's
I,
the chess looking one. Anyways,
I stopped caring after Reputation.
Oh, there was a lot after Reputation.
So. I know I didn't like Folklore or Ever Block, whatever.
Well, one of them was before. So.
I don't like those.
Okay.
Yeah, it just felt like I need to wear like a cardigan or like a sweater while I listen to this.
It was just
I'm
a little too artsy for me. Yeah. Like 1989, holy crap, it's a hit from front to back. Reputation's kind of the same. It's just so angry at Kanye that you love that album. Lover's got a couple and she never got to go out on the... Didn't that have Calm Down on it and stuff?
That was at the very beginning.
Of what?
Of her show. She opened with it.
Okay, I'm just saying that's when I stopped caring because then the new stuff is just like...
No, it's good.
It's anyways, me. Okay. I'm the problem. It's me. Hi. Hi. I know, we even play that song and I feel bad that people are now stopping to text their DPs and now going, Slacker, you're an idiot, Taylor, whatever.
Now I don't know what to text.
But I mean, yes, I think it makes you very old lady to leave a show early before.
Sure.
Bands build to a crescendo and you...
Gotta get my walker up.
Bands build to a fake encore. And that that drives me nuts.
It's not always fake.
No, it's always fake.
No, it's not. Not if they haven't played your favorite song.
It's
like One Republic holds back, like, what'd they hold back? Did they hold back Good Life? No, they held back something that they're like.
What's the one from the Hot movie?
Oh, I Ain't Worried?
Yeah.
I know, they played that in the middle, I think.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, you're like, oh, come on, you gotta like, all my secrets. No, it wasn't secrets. It was something big and you're just like, come on. You know you're going to come back out and do it, so it's not fake.
It is fake.
It's not fake because you know you want to hear it.
Exactly. They left the stage, lights went off, and they're like, we haven't played the one yet.
I know,
and they're going to come back on. It's fake.
But if you were
they're
all backstage, they got their ear to the curtain, like, are they cheering loud enough? I don't know. Like, should we go back out?
I hate the fake encores.
It's not fake because, like, when you're on stage, you just, like, everyone needs a little break, and you want to know how much they love you.
Yeah.
That's not that bad. I don't think it's that bad.
Should we do a similar thing?
Like, yes.
We're all done. Show's over for today, unless you text in.
Text in your DPs.
No.
Okay, so whatever it is about your concert going.
Yes.
We don't have time to get to it right now. We'll find out whatever Aaron wants to tell us if we can stop interrupting
her. I'm never
going to
get through all these texts. Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Can I talk about...
I guess. I interrupt too much, I think, is the problem. Because we're getting...
Tangents are good. Sorry, I was at the dentist this morning, and I'm still a little numb.
Still?
Yeah. Well, because I told him, because being a ginger, it's so true that anesthesia wears off faster. You need more. And so I told him, like, yes, it wears off.
That's a real thing. I think you've said that before. And like, I forget it every time you tell me that. Mm-hmm. So do painkillers do the same thing?
That I don't know.
So like when you got your wisdom teeth out, you woke up in the middle.
I was awake from, I was awake for mine.
But you've woken up in a surgery or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's... Ugh.
So just based on your hair color?
Red hair is actually a gene mutation. So it's in the same.
Oh. So do they know that or do you remind them?
Most doctors know it, but I will still remind them.
I would remind them.
Yeah.
So they just had to get nuts on you. So I wonder if that's what's wrong with me. Because I definitely am like a calico cat.
Yeah.
And they can't get me numb enough.
Maybe.
Like for bottom teeth, they have to shoot one into my neck.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And then the last time he didn't have the kind that goes into your neck. So then they were like, he's like, I'll have to order it and you'll have to come back later. And I'm like, can we just get through it? So they gave me squeeze balls and one of the hygienists just came and basically held my arm down so I didn't beat him in the face.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Because it's just like, they were doing like a crown or something and they were like super close to the nerve. And I'm just like, son of a, like, you know that, like it goes like, wing. It's
it just
feels weird
zing.
And it hurts.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, sorry. Tangents. Back to you. We were trying to find out why.
Yeah. So I was at a concert and the audience, it was at Fiddler, so it was a pretty big audience and like pretty vastly different in demographic.
Okay.
And there happened to be a group of teenage girls, and I'm assuming they were teenage because not one of them had a single alcoholic drink.
Okay. Could have just been a support group.
No, they looked young, and they had a digital camera, which is super trendy now.
What?
It's back. I kind of like
it.
I like
that too.
Yeah, I want to get one.
You guys try so hard to be different for stupid things. Then why don't you get a rotary phone in your house, a-hole? That's
no one uses a house phone, otherwise I would.
No one uses a camera because
what's
in your iPhone is way better than a cyber shot.
But it takes
up
a lot of storage.
Yeah, it's like a flashback. I remember I remember my parents got me a digital camera when our marching band went to Disney World on our marching band trip. They're like, this will be great. You can take a bunch of pictures. And I was not used to cameras at all. And I just took pictures of all the animals that when we went on the safari thing at Disney World. So I was just like, here's a kangaroo. Here's this. And they're like, no, we
went to pictures of your friends.
Yeah. You and your friends, you know? I was like, yeah.
But it was before selfies. You never held your
right.
No, you never
I'm
held
like,
that
I,
out.
This is what, this was the interesting thing that happened was like, I saw a zebra. Here's the picture. And they're still mad.
I have a drawer.
I'm mad too. Now that I'm older, like, what was I thinking? Who cares?
Yeah, those are stupid pictures. You can delete them. I have a drawer full of old cameras if you want them.
Oh my gosh, actually?
Yeah.
I would love that.
No, I don't want to.
Can I come over?
No.
Is this an invite?
No, you can't. No.
I will be over
it
later
is not
tonight.
An invitation, weirdo, who goes to concerts and leaves early. So, okay, what's your point about your teenage girls?
Well, so they were taking so many pictures and having a blast, and I was so happy for them. But this older couple in front of me was just making fun of them. And the dad actually got up because they were kind of in the aisle. And the dad actually got up. They were taking a picture with the stage behind them. And he like took a picture of them taking a picture. And one of my biggest regrets is not standing in front of him to block his photo. Like he was just
Why?
A grade A1 D-bag.
Like, I'm not happy about the digital cameras, but if you want to go there, I'm not going to.
They were
like,
having fun. They were not disrupting anyone.
Yeah, no, then let's find that dude.
I want to. They like, were so annoying and just angry.
How
and...
old are we talking about? Okay. You're afraid to say.
Mid-50s.
Did he take his picture with an iPad?
It was a sketch artist.
Okay. No, but he did. The wife had her phone sideways, which is another boomer thing.
I do that all the time.
That flipped, quite literally, no pun intended. But that for a while, it was like, you got to turn it sideways to get landscape. And then it changed, I think, with TikTok. And then it's like, no.
I think that's stupid. Because there's certain things. First off, if I'm shooting a movie, look, turn around behind you. Turn around behind you. What's behind you?
I'm not
a TV.
I'm not turning around.
It's a 16:9 ratio. It's longer width than it is height. So when I'm shooting video, I turn my phone.
What movie are you filming?
What festival is he getting into?
You guys, you just do. And then sometimes, like if I'm taking a picture of my TV, mm-hmm. like it's like, hey, I'm currently watching The Sound of Music. I have a friend who's way into Sound of Music. And I'm like, I'm watching Sound of Music. They would probably want to know that. So I take a picture this way and the whole TV's not in it. So I'm like, ugh.
No one wants to know that you're watching The Sound of Music.
They do.
But the other thing, so after the concert, I let the older couple just like, I try not to let them get under my skin. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the gas station right next door afterwards, obviously.
Yes.
And it happened to be a Quick Trip. So it was my first time in a Quick Trip. I walk in, I turn to the right, and there's like 12 slushy machines. And I was like, Tiak is right. I'm in heaven.
Yeah. The story has a happy ending.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Are we pro Botox or anti Botox in this room?
Pro.
I would be anti, I guess.
Okay. I'm pro, I just haven't done it in forever.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to text in, I'll come in. Like, no, never mind. I just used to do it all the time because I was like...
Why, though? Why?
Well, one, I was partnered up with a couple of estheticians.
Mm.
Like, for a while, I was with Jack Zamora down in Cherry Creek. And then for a while, I was with Facial Aesthetics. Those guys are great. And then I would just go in and they'd just, like, make you look better. But there's, like... Because Botox... Here's the thing. I don't want to get weird, but please go to our Facebook and look at pictures of T-Hack.
Well,
you look like you do Botox. Your forehead doesn't move. There's no wrinkles. You have like the most baby face. It drives me nuts.
It's because he doesn't have anxiety and stress.
He does, though. He's a stress bucket. He, yeah. Deep down, like, if I told him...
So?
If I told him there was water dripping somewhere, like he's got so many little triggers. They don't manifest on his face.
There's water dripping in your new closet.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
There it is.
You gotta give me lines. I genuinely never think about lines. I never think about my forehead or anything. Ironically, until you compliment me every once in a while. And you're like, your forehead's so nice. I'm like, oh.
When your hair is like falling the way it is right now,
mm-hmm.
Your forehead is so exposed.
I never think about it. I don't know.
There's nothing like, but the reason we're talking about this is you're not Gen Z, you're a millennial, but mm-hmm. Aaron is sort of Z-ish.
Yeah.
Your generation is going too far.
Way I am pro too Botox, far.
But you guys have.
No, it's bad how far
in the name
it's
of
gotten.
Looking younger, you're actually looking older.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it's pop. Ugh. What
I don't
are they
either.
Doing that's screwing it up?
So much filler, so much Botox. There's the, I forgot what it's called, but like the fat removal under your chin.
Oh, the like Kybella or the...
Yeah, that under eye stuff. Like if you've ever seen Love Island UK and specifically the UK version. I'm not joking. These
they're
people...
They're all Z's?
They're all like 23. The maximum is like 25.
And
they,
you're shoving crap in your face
and
already?
And they look 45, 50. Like it's wild. And then you have 50-year-olds who look 20 because they're waiting to do it and doing it an appropriate amount. Granted, it's your body, do what you want, but you need to draw a line
somewhere.
Do you
need it? Do you think you need it?
So I get it in my jaw because I have TMJ.
Oh, that's right.
So, and then I do a lip flip and that's it.
do I ask what that is?
It's just Botox right above your upper lip. So it kind of curls it up and makes your smile less gummy.
Okay.
Should I do? I mean, what should I? Look at my face.
What do you need?
I just like I feel like I look angry again. It's been so long since I did Botox that I feel like, do I look angry? Look at his stupid face.
You look okay. Well, you actually are angry.
I am not. Don't give in to the texters who are saying I'm an angry person. I'm not. You know I'm.
No, you're not.
But do people really look at your forehead to deter? I look at your eyebrows. If they're pointed down, like if you're scowling, that means you're angry. It's
but
your
here's what
forehead.
I don't think you understand. Do you know what an 11 is? You don't. So you
like
don't know
Stranger
anybody
Things?
Who needs it. No, like a picture of the Twin Towers before 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Like. People get
just,
an 11 right in between.
Why bring the Twin Towers into this? They're just the two lines right here. Gosh.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It was a visual. I knew somebody. I don't want to call anybody out, but like from like UK Love Island, they were basically, they had the 11, the full blown Twin Towers of an 11 at like 20 years old. So some people just have a more expressive face.
Yeah.
And if you,
that, is it genetics or both? Or
I
is
think
it,
so. Because her mom was the
more,
same.
Do you get the
yes.
line?
And okay. So the grooves were so bad already at 20-something that her own mother was like, you got to go.
Mm.
Like most people don't start getting, well now Gen Z is just obsessed with it. But like she started getting it and was able to reverse it out so that, so that the lines were gone.
Okay. But don't you need to age a little bit naturally before, like you're saying,
you
before you then
fix? You have to develop wrinkles before you can fill said wrinkles?
No. I think no. I think the opposite.
Really?
Because I think what happens is, and this is why I'm kind of pro Botox and anti-filler.
Is it preventative?
Yes. So if you start getting Botox at a certain point, you won't get those lines. Because your
okay,
face is
what's
paralyzed.
Wrong with the lines, though?
No,
yeah,
that
I agree.
Lived.
What's yeah? I love the laugh lines. I love, especially like on. I'm a dude. Like I'm supposed to look weathered a little bit.
But
I
you
think.
You don't.
Okay. Well, eventually.
You have you the make prettiest face. Enough. If you were on Hinge, I'd be swiping on you so hard right now.
The Slacker Show
afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about your field trip from hell, or we call it field tripping. Like you just,
yeah.
So apparently, someone in Detroit, they took kids on a field trip to the courthouse.
Okay.
Well, does anybody want to?
I've heard worse. I've heard, I won't say the school, but it's definitely a nice school where you pay a lot.
Okay.
Where they took them.
It's my son's school, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It's the other one.
Not mine.
Oh.
No.
The other one.
No. No. the other.
The one that starts with a K? No.
No.
Okay.
Any, it starts with a C.
Oh, wait. Okay, I'll get it later. Keep going. Field tripping.
No, they took the students to an actual jail, and they warned everyone, don't wear jewelry, don't wear like shorts.
What?
And yeah, and they like walked them through.
They poke walked them?
Yeah.
Wow.
And like in front of all of the inmates.
Why? And,
I don't know.
It's like a scared straight thing?
I don't know.
What are we talking about?
We really got to get those math scores up, kids, or else.
Are you being serious?
Yes. I only know because the one person that I know that went on the field trip did not listen and wore a lot of jewelry and short shorts and like a tank top. And
and then just got sweet, like wolf whistled and screamed at and like Hannibal Lectered and the whole thing.
Wow.
Okay, well that makes this seem a little better because they like this one kid was not paying attention
during the
and the judge got mad, so the judge had the student put into jail clothes and cuffed.
Yeah,
wow.
Said you're not paying enough attention to me. You sleep in your own bed or something, and like kind of, but like perp walking him through the actual jail. It was like way worse.
Can we get someone a little more even keeled to be a judge, please? So like,
the judge has been
a 15-year-old.
Right.
You gotta listen to
go
me.
Go sit in this chair and let's strap you in.
Whoa.
Like,
yeah, for real. The judge has been at least temporarily suspended.
Okay. So I'm judging that judge a little bit.
Like, so we want to hear your like worst field, like the field trip, and it doesn't even have to be where you went, although that can be a big factor.
Mm-hmm.
Like with mine, I say it every year, and this year, Dean, I won't say your whole name, even though you're a big wig in the St. Vrain Valley School District. Two things happen on this field trip. One, they thought it'd be a good idea to take us to the sewage plant.
Yeah, I've been there, sure.
So that was something we all did?
Yeah.
No.
Did
not
you go for the
us.
Same reason we went? Why'd you go?
Because what else are we going to go to? It's in Iowa. It's Iowa. It's like, you
but
know.
What was their guise? We're like, this is where your poop goes?
Or yeah, kind of. Yeah. It's kind of like, look at that. We went to the ethanol plant like 4 times.
Well, that makes sense because that's your main export. Corn stuff.
Is it? I didn't.
Yes.
I wasn't
Iowa
paying attention.
Corn?
Good thing
you
that judge
four
wasn't
times.
There.
Yeah,
it just smelled terrible. That's what I remember.
Because we followed water. We went to the mountains and saw snow and then went to the Big Thompson River and saw the snow melt. And then we went to Lyons and drank a glass of water. And you're like, damn, that's good. And they're like, well, here's all the Lyons people's poop. And when the second we pulled in,
noticed a slightly different shade
because the water is purer.
Interesting.
And no, but it was just like, and then you realize that we were in Longmont, so we're drinking water that's been snowmelt stream through the lower intestine of a Lyons resident, and then to us. But the second they opened the doors, Dean barfed.
Oh, wow.
So we all had to leap over his barf. We had to leap over his barf smell to get to the poop smell.
They could just move the bus. Just scooch the bus.
No, I think he might have pooped. He might have barfed in the bus. Like right on the first step of the bus.
Okay.
So moving the bus would have just
not done
just exacerbated the issue. And they wouldn't, you know, they're so sticklers, they wouldn't let us off the back. It's like, let's just do the emergency exit.
I know.
No. We can't. Some paperwork has to be filled out.
No one's here. No
just
one's
like,
watching.
Just like, we're going to the poop factory.
Yeah. Let us out the back door.
All right. So perp walks in a prison and poop factory is where the bar is set
nothing,
right now.
Nothing for back
door. No, I ignored that one so
out
hard.
The back door at the poop factory. Nothing. Okay. Moving on.
Oh, I get it.
Moving on.
We want to hear.
I can feel. I'm so sorry. I can feel his eyes like.
He was so mad.
He was like, don't look, don't
look. I was already moving past it. If you've got a good field trip story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Not only did we go to the ethanol plant a bunch,
but there's more. Yeah, I guess more stories.
I remember one time we went to an emu farm. Are you familiar with emus?
Oh, I hate those.
Limu.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, Limu
Emu. Who doesn't know Limu Emu?
Well, right. It's like...
Limu Emu!
They're somehow different from an ostrich. I don't know how, but...
Yeah, they're adjacent.
Okay, so there was a farm in Iowa somewhere, and we went to visit, and I remember afterwards, as like a gift, we got back on the bus, and the farm gave us an emu egg, which was really big.
A like, real emu egg?
Yeah, a real one to take back to the class. And we're all like, oh, this is so cool. And we're all happy until the boys, or who, I don't know, someone figured out that it was like, well, you know, because it was empty. And they're like, well, you know how they got this egg? It's perfectly intact. It's not cracked or anything. So they had to suck out whatever was in the egg.
Okay.
They sucked it out, and now they gave it to us. And I remember all the girls just crying and bawling the whole time. Like, we're in, like, fourth grade or something. Yeah, they killed an innocent emu just to give us this egg.
But they had eaten fried eggs for breakfast.
That's what I remember.
Not every emu egg. Real.
That's what I remember, is we got that big emu egg. And we didn't really get to hold it because we were going to break it.
Can you salvage the show, Aaron? Do you have a story that can... No?
Okay, mine were... I had all good ones. Did you guys ever go to...
No Poop Factory?
No. We had, like, the whole Ameritown thing. We went to the zoo.
That didn't exist for us.
Did you go to... What's the candy cane factory? Is it Hammond's? That used to be here?
No, we never got to go to that.
Oh my gosh, that was one of my favorites.
We didn't get to go.
We kept booking the Poop Factory.
We went to There's people are going to be mad at me, but there's some fort here. It's up by Longmont. There's a fort. Like at Highway 66 and something. But when you picture a fort, like the Alamo's a fort. It's a big, they made them out of mud, but it's big walls, and that's where they defended. It was the last stand in a battle.
Is it Fort Junction?
Fort, I don't know. Fort something.
That or Fort Collins is what's called. I don't think it's that.
It's like a military fort. It's not.
But it's not Fort Morgan?
No, you're naming towns. And this is like military fort.
Fort Emu?
Oh my God. Anyway, long story longer, we'd read all about the Alamo and all these different forts, and then you drive to this place, and as we file off the bus, we're like, you've left us in a cornfield because the fort is gone. It's eroded down to nothing. You're like, no, but can't you just feel the battlefield? And you're like, no, we're in long, no. There was no long drawn out. Like, all the emancipation happened here in long... It's
You're
stupid.
Probably way too young to accept or to understand
stupid.
The impact.
You're like, bring on the Poop Factory. Everyone in the back door. See, now it's funny.
It was a little worse the second time.
All right, if you've had a field trip from hell, we call it field tripping. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So if you've had like an awful time on a field trip, we want to hear what it was. We call it field tripping. Brett?
Yay.
Yay. Field tripping. What'd you do?
Yeah, so I went to an ice skating rink for like the first time, actually. Huh. And I kind of sucked.
Everyone does. We're all like little Bambis.
Yeah.
I actually fell on the ice and scraped my head with someone else's skates.
Oh no.
Oh my God, they're little samurai swords.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're basically standing on two katana swords. So somebody like skated over your face?
Pretty much.
Okay. Are you deformed?
Are you good?
Well, I got some stitches. I got some stitches, but you know, it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Yeah, lucky that that was
this
it.
This had to be a long time ago because there's no way. There's so many
waivers and stuff that you have to go through. To,
yeah, like, there's no way they're gonna. Thank God it was just your. Not that I'm saying your face is bad, but like, have you seen like if your hands are on the ground, somebody goes over them, your fingers are off.
Uh-huh.
Your face, it's hard to cut your whole face off.
Okay. Unless you're, so at the end of the field trip, they're like, whose fingers are these?
Whose face is it?
Let's match them.
Get over here. That sounds horrible. Thank you for the call, Brett. Jason?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah,
yeah hi.
Field tripping, what happened to you?
So this took place in Florida back in the 80s, because I'm old. But we were going on a field trip, a bunch of middle schoolers going on a field trip to a theme park called Boardwalk and Baseball.
Okay.
It doesn't exist anymore. That's how old I am. And we had like four or five buses full of kids. This is back before buses had AC units or anything.
Oh, no.
And we're sitting there for like 3 or 4 hours in the parking lot. They wouldn't let us out of the buses because the teacher that had all the tickets for everybody went to the wrong theme park.
Okay. So you just
By the
sat
time
there
they
and
tracked the teacher down, got in touch with him, got him over to where we were. Yeah, we'd been sitting on the bus sweltering in Florida heat for hours.
Marinating.
Oh my gosh.
Who wants extra credit?
Oh my God.
Sorry.
That's so bad. Debbie?
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Field tripping. What do you got?
I work in an assisted living community, and I'm going to be careful because of HIPAA. But as soon as we got to the Gaylord Hotel for their Christmas extravaganza, one of my residents who was a wander risk completely disappeared. We lost him. Then I have another gentleman who's very portly. He got stuck on the ice slide. We couldn't get him off. I have another woman who was a kleptomaniac and got busted in the gift shop shoplifting. And then
I want to join.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to be old.
Yeah, he's a diabetic, and when we went to make gingerbread houses, he started eating all the ingredients and ended up having a reaction. So it was very interesting.
Yeah, maybe rethink that field trip.
No, sign me up. Let's go.
Mercury?
Yay.
Yay. Field trip, and what do you got?
So it sounds like a really good field trip in theory. We went to this ranch, and we all went dirt biking and canoeing.
Oh, cool.
But the problem was, with the canoeing, we went on a mud pond, and anybody who fell in the water got E. coli afterwards.
Are you serious?
Oh my.
I am 100% serious.
It was not
and
mud.
And with the dirt biking, we shared two helmets, and everyone came home with headlights.
Oh my gosh!
That is awesome. Next field trip, ER! Brandon?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Field tripping. What happened to you?
In third grade, we took a trip to the Denver Gas and Electric building, and we went on one of their old service elevators and ended up getting stuck halfway between floors and had to wait for the fire department for about 2.5 to 3 hours.
Yep, there you go.
it's kind of a double field trip. It's and the firefighters are here.
My God. How old were you?
I was in third grade when this happened.
Yeah, that's too young.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I'd be scared. You got a pee corner going. You're doing the whole. Lisa?
Yes.
Field tripping. What happened to you?
I was on a local field trip to a fishing pond. They took us fishing, and instead of hooking a fish, they hooked one of my classmates' eyeballs.
Oh,
what?
I don't think they did it on purpose. They weren't trying to catch him.
I know.
So did they...
See, that's a great example, class. Rule number one, keep your head on a swivel.
Giselle.
Yay.
Field tripping. What happened to you?
So during my senior year of high school, we took a trip to University of Fort Collins.
Oof.
To see a cadaver, and one of my friends recognized the cadaver.
Okay. What?
Are you serious?
What do you do?
They were like, Tom.
It was crazy. You know, like they took us out of the lab, and it was kind of like the end of field trip at that point.
Okay. We're going to Dairy Queen. Never mind.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a question about Colorado law, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
You guys
wrong
both,
room, bud.
The three of us are Colorado licensed drivers, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know how old you can get your permit in Colorado?
I believe you get it. You
I thought
can get
it was
it
like a
1 year ahead.
Yeah, I think 15.
And in fact, I think now you have to have it a year.
Before, I like that.
Because my
to
son
practice
screwed
and get...
up. Like, he's got a December birthday, and he's just, it's Christmas break, man. I'm not going to do anything. I'm like, you won't get your driver's license on your birthday. He's like, I don't care. And then it's like, February was when I got him to sit down and go, like, you have to take, like, this online course or in person and then pass a test to get your permit. And then you're supposed to get, like, so many hours. There's all these.
You have to have your permit for 12 months.
12 full months. So he didn't get his permit till like, February, the second week of February. So he couldn't. He was 2 full months late getting his driver's license.
Wow.
I was, like, 5 months. I did not care about getting my license.
What?
Yeah.
What is wrong with Gen Z?
It just.
But here,
On my 16th birthday. On my
8
birthday.
8 a.m. when the DMV opened on my 16th birthday. Took the day off of school because I went.
I picked an outfit out for the picture and everything.
Yes.
Like,
wow. Nerd.
They already have your picture now.
Now they do.
See, yeah, because you took it for your permit. Your permit is a driver's license.
Yeah, no, we got a new one. That was like, I was 14 when in my permit. Now I'm 16. Now I'm
In
like
Iowa,
a man
they're
now,
obviously you know? Like, here's, okay. In people I know from other cities, like New York kids, Chicago kids, Sao Paulo kids, I get it. There's public transport there.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you, all I wanted in the world, like,
I don't
you,
know.
Do you know how to ride a bike?
Yeah.
Did you learn to ride a bike when you were little?
Yeah.
My kids wouldn't even learn to ride a bike.
Really?
It's like, nobody wants to do any of the crap. It's like, oh, well, why would I ride a bike when you can just drive me there? And I'm like, what? And then the same thing.
I've actually got an Uber coming. Right. He's 8 minutes away.
100%. I don't know. It just didn't feel important.
Wow. It felt like the only thing that was important.
Freedom.
Yes.
They can take our lives, but they'll never take our... Sorry, I turned
I haven't seen that movie.
You haven't seen Braveheart?
No. That's the one where their faces are blue, right?
His face in one scene.
Oh, Avatar?
I get that and the Smurfs confused. Is that... Well, I've got the blue.
Do you still have a question? Or
I do.
We,
so the other
hold
thing,
on. Do you think the Smurfs would win in a battle?
They're tricky. They might.
Because they're little.
They're little.
You know that thing where they go, would you rather fight 1,000
Smurfs
duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Oh, I think I
because they're just there's a lot of little ones, but they're just like or whatever. They're little
all of
horses,
them kicking
and you're like
you at one time. That would
but
hurt.
But then like one big ginormous duck, because we know ducks are adjacent to geese.
Yeah,
and
yes.
they're
the worst.
D's. Yeah, and they're just like
I'll take the 1,000 horses.
They'll take 1,000 horse-sized ducks. I mean, duck-sized.
I want
horses.
The big duck. I want
you want the big duck.
I want to go down swinging. I want to make a name for myself.
Dude, it's horse size.
It's wingspan? That would be crazy.
100%.
I would try to ride it. We go fly. I don't know. What would you do?
I don't know, because it's 1,000. It's 1,000, like, little angry horses.
No one says that they were angry.
Well, I mean, you're fighting. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
They think you said
fight?
Something about their mother. So, whether it's true or not, they think it.
Before we get to TX thing, can you guys text in whether you want the giant duck
or the
small horses?
Okay. Yeah.
One giant horse-sized duck or 1,000 duck-sized horses. Which one are you going to fight?
Do we
you
want to
keep going?
Yeah. Do we still have time?
I don't know. Time is a relative concept.
Okay. Well, I've also noticed, in Colorado, everyone has those yellow stickers that say student driver, please be patient. Is that like required when people just do that, right?
Yeah.
I think it's psychological. You do it for your kid because they're just like, everyone's behind me. Everyone hates me.
I've never seen a kid driving with that sticker. It's always a parent.
You know what it is? It's like old women who, it feels like older women who sort of like never got a driver's license and then they're trying. Cause like or somebody who just moved to this country. Cause there was one that used to be at my kid's school drop off. And I would just be, you're so livid cause they're driving so bad. And then you see the sticker and they got their hands, you know, you can just see the top of their head and their hands are like, like on ape hangers on a Harley, you know, you're just like, blah, blah, blah,
blah. I call those like monkey bars or gorilla.
We call them ape hangers. You're just like, if you're in the biker culture, I know now there's bikers going slacker, like
I'd take the duck.
Would you rather fight 1,000 Aaron sized slackers or one slacker sized Aaron? All right, I'm sorry.
Well, so that's what happened to me is I'm behind a car. It has that yellow sticker on it and we're waiting to turn. The light turns green arrow. The car doesn't go. The other lane next to me goes. The car doesn't go. Now I'm waiting because I'm like, this is a student driver.
So you're trying to give them a little bit of credit.
I know. They're nervous. They're learning. They're trying to, whatever. But they're not going. They're not going. And finally, I have to give the little, just the most gentlest little honk. Just like, hey. And then the car like starts to go, whips the corner and just zooms off. And I'm like, there's no way that's just some a-hole driving the car with the sticker, and I should have been blaring on the horn the whole time. It's like
it could have been a dumb kid on their phone for sure.
Why you tricked me? Now you're just getting better treatment because you put that sticker on.
Oh my god, I have a stack of those stickers.
Okay, well, give me one.
Swing by the radio station if you drive Arapahoe Road around noon.
The Slacker Show
afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of. It's like a sibling fight. I'm struggling with words right now.
Yeah.
Like a sibling fight with an unusual weapon, I guess is how I'll say it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've got a story about something I think a lot of us have done.
Struggling with words.
You're both doing great.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Detroit.
Ah, come on!
We've all done this. You eat while you're driving. It's not safe. We do it. He ended up rear-ending a police car while he was going to town on some chicken wings. Probably not the best choice for food.
I was ready to be indignant. I would never text and drive. Oh, chicken wings? Yeah, nope.
Yep. You can't eat a chicken wing while you're driving.
It's too messy.
Yeah,
there's
way too messy, and you're doing the whole thing where you got to pull the whole thing out of your mouth.
Yeah, and I've got the different dips out on the dash.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
He was a 73-year-old man, which also doesn't necessarily help. But no one was injured.
Not even the cop? Everybody's okay?
Yeah, everyone was fine.
Well, I'm sure the chicken's not super happy.
No. Yeah. Bark, bark.
The chicken's problem started long ago, actually.
But yeah, he got a ticket.
He did. You know what's so weird is you guys have ruined this whole thing because then I just
anticipating?
I sit around and wait for the thing.
I didn't have one this time.
Sorry, officer, I'm not a good driver. I was just winging it.
Here we go.
My story comes out of Florida. Apparently, a woman came home, and her sister was eating some food.
Okay.
And she wanted her sister to share said food with her. The sister said, nay. She said no. They got into an argument, and then the woman who wanted the food to be shared grabbed a plate of ravioli and hurled it at her sister.
No.
So you're sharing. Wonderful.
Well,
how nice.
No, she was the one who wanted the food, and she just wasted the food for each of them. So now it's just there's hot ravioli all over the place, and it's just she called the sister who was assaulted, called the police, and they are arresting her for domestic battery, and she's been awarded to not have contact with her sister.
Oh wow,
spaghetti! So, oh no,
yeah.
Sorry, that one was bad. I know.
She was heard on her way out of saying, "Pasta la vista, baby." Way better than spaghetti. Right. We pulled it out.
You're both doing great.
Those were all the stupid people we could find. Oh God. For today,
The Slacker Show.
Alice
105.9.